This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Construction on a memorial to honor the nearly 50 documented children who died at a Rapid City Indian boarding school starts soon. Officials say crews will finish the memorial by Native American Day in October. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Lee Strubinger has more.
After World War II, the city of Rapid City, through a congressional authorization, annexed 1,200 acres of land in West Rapid City. The move displaced Natives living near the former Sioux Sanatorium. Native Americans were then moved to what's considered North Rapid. A new memorial will pay homage to that displacement, as well as honor 50 children believed to have died while the facility was a boarding school.
The intention is really to build empathy and understanding in our community.
That's Amy Sazu, executive director of the Remembering the Children Memorial.
To help people understand their community members and neighbors a little bit better, understand race relations in our community a little bit better, see some of the symptoms of historical trauma, and understand that, you know, understand those that are still suffering from the impacts of historical trauma a little bit better.
The memorial will be built on tribal trust land belonging to the Rosebud, Oglala, and Cheyenne River Sioux tribes. Once construction is complete, the next phase of the memorial will take shape, which is art installation. Sazu, who is Lakota, says the memorial will look like a public art space.
The spirit of different parts of the story have to be present, and there's no better way than to do that than through art.
The memorial will also feature a sculpture by Indigenous artists. The sculpture will likely be installed by spring of 2025. I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.
Tribes across the country observed Monday's solar eclipse in various ways or took time to reflect during its occurrence. Tribes have different beliefs and stories regarding solar eclipses, with cultural narratives that vary. The Cherokee Nation in Oklahoma held a solar eclipse viewing party. One of Cherokee Nation's stories focuses on a frog. As educator, storyteller, and Cherokee Nation national treasure, Robert Lewis explains, the story originates around the 1800s. Lewis says Cherokee people gathered and noticed a darkness across the landscape. They noticed the sun being covered, a giant frog swallowing the sun, so they decided to scare it away. Here's part of the story Lewis shared on social media.
They decided they were going to try to scare it away. So the medicine people said, we need to frighten it away. So they pulled out their guns and firearms and began to shoot them in the air. They began to sit there, take pots and pans, and began to bang on them and scream and yell and do whatever kind of noise they could make to frighten the frog away. Eventually, the sun came back, the mouth let go, and the frog disappeared. That's basically the story that we got. It's been passed down. Storyteller is a storyteller. I can embellish it. You can have other aspects of the creature showing up. This has been going for days trying to figure out what's going on. But for the most part, the basic story talks about the fact that the frog was coming to swallow the sun, and we scared it away.
Lewis says during an eclipse, Cherokee people will often go out and try and frighten the frog away. The Choctaw Nation in Oklahoma also held activities and events across Choctaw country to observe and educate. A Choctaw story involves a black squirrel who nibbled the sun as Choctaw people noticed it getting darker, so they scared the squirrel away. The Navajo Nation, located in the Four Corners region, views the eclipse as a sacred time, traditionally staying indoors, praying, and reflecting. The Navajo Nation kept the executive branch open as well as essential services, including police and hospitals. The solar eclipse crossed North America, where people gathered at various locations, especially in the path of totality, from Mexico across the United States, from Texas to Maine, and Canada's Atlantic coast. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by BNSF Railway, proudly supporting the nation's economy by moving the goods that feed, supply, and power communities across the country. More at bnsf.com/tribalrelations.
Support by Sanofsky Chambers Law, championing tribal sovereignty and Native American rights since 1976, from opioids litigation to treaty rights to tribal self-governance, with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska. Sanofsky Chambers Law.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.